AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On the floor of the Senate.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
The formal charges of impeachment against President Trump were read. There are two articles of impeachment.
Article 1, abuse of power.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says the allegation is...
using the powers of his high office, President Trump solicited the interference of a foreign government, Ukraine, in the 2020 United States presidential election.
The other charge?
Article 2. Obstruction of Congress.
That charge involves subpoenas issued in the House in the Ukraine investigation.
President Trump directed executive branch agencies, offices, and officials not to comply with those subpoenas.
All 100 senators will be sworn in as jurors in the impeachment trial. A government watchdog agency says the White House broke federal law by holding back aid to Ukraine. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president ordered the aid be withheld last summer, an action at the heart of the impeachment push. It was eventually released, but the Government Accountability Office says the Trump administration did not have the right to cite policy reasons for holding up money Congress had already authorized.
The administration broke, I'm saying this, broke the law.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democrats are seizing on the report as proof of a lawless White House, saying it's another reason the president's Senate impeachment trial must have more witnesses and documents. But top House Republican Kevin McCarthy says the administration should get to decide how taxpayer money is spent.
I think it was the rightful thing to do.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Hours before Jimmy Meters was supposed to die in Georgia, the state parole board has spared his life. Before he even got started, Carlos Beltran has been fired as the manager of the New York Mets. Beltran has been caught up in the sign-stealing scandal while he was a player with the Houston Astros. The Astros fired their manager. The Boston Red Sox also fired their manager. This is AP News. Countries who lost people in the deadly plane crash in Iran want Tehran to accept full responsibility.
Rouhani, in a speech before heads of banks, said the nuclear program is in a better situation than it was before the nuclear arrangement with world powers. President Donald Trump withdrew from the nuclear agreement in May 2018, in part because it did not address Iran's support for armed groups across the region and its ballistic missile program. Iran continued to abide by the agreement until last summer, when it breached some limits, citing a lack of promised economic benefits. After the January 3rd airstrike that killed General Qasem Soleimani, the architect of Iran's regional military operations, it said it would abandon all restrictions in the nuclear deal. I'm Karen Chamas.
Three people who abandoned their ship after it caught fire near the Gulf Coast have been rescued by the Coast Guard. The fire broke out last night near Dolphin Island, Alabama. The three managed to escape by lifeboat. They're said to be in stable condition. Ed Donahue, AP News.